I want this in the bright. I want this to be sunny, but I also want it to be involved. I want whatever the discussion, those groups, individuals, groups of individuals, CDCs, neighborhood organizations, to be right in the same room discussing this with the applicant, whoever the applicant may be, whether it's one home or a high-rise. That's the intent of this thing.
The CDC is a nonprofit that focuses on improving housing in West Tampa. The issue that led to Miranda's concerns involved a developer who would have given the CDC $225,000 to improve housing. Miranda raised that objection on the same day it was revealed that Tampa police are investigating another developer promising $50,000 to a different neighborhood association. Whether that is legal is questionable, but council members all say it is inappropriate. Councilman Miranda said that all negotiations should be done in front of the city council, regardless of how lengthy that process takes.
We created a problem by saying, go work it out, go work it out, go do this. I want it worked out right here, right in the sunshine, right in front of these cameras, right in front of lawyers' discussions. I don't care if I'm here at 2 o'clock in the morning. I want it done in the open, and I want that process to be pure and clean. And you want the same thing.
As discussion on the proposal began, city attorneys were questioned by Council Chair Gwen Miller as to why the city's ordinance only calls out the East and West Tampa overlay districts. Such rezonings work differently on the Hillsborough County Commission. Former Commissioner and now City Councilman Thomas Scott said the city should model the county and use a hearing master so they wouldn't have to contend with such issues.
I think being here 2 o'clock in the morning, if you start at 9 o'clock this morning and you're here in a zone at 2 o'clock, I will tell you, you have a brain shutdown, okay? A overload. You do not make good public policies at 2 a.m. in the morning. I'm just sorry, but I understand what we're saying. We want it to be out in the open. We want everybody to be a part, and even with a hearing off, you still are a part. You still hear it.
Miranda's proposal brought out many citizens from West Tampa. Many saying that changing the ordinance was a move in the wrong direction, such as Delphine Jones.
If it doesn't come to us, we're going to request it because the neighborhoods have been taken advantage of years and years. That's why this problem is here now. When I was growing up, it was the same thing. I watched my grandparents go through the same issues. People just come in your neighborhood and do what they want to do. This will not solve the problem. It's going to only create more because I'm going to keep coming and coming until it's right.
Janice Dewin said she was a lifelong resident of West Tampa.
My concern is today is you all about to kill the overlay committee, and I don't think that's the right choice because the overlay committee gives the community one voice and, most important, people power to do the things should have been done years ago.
Because the chair of the CDC, Margaret Fisher, was not present, the council voted 6-1 to continue the issue until later on, but Councilman Charlie Miranda voted no, saying nothing could change his mind on the revised ordinance.
This is not canceling any CDCs, as I heard. This is not canceling any overlay committees, as I've heard. What it is cleaning up an ordinance so that all of you, from associations to independent groups to individuals, to everyone that has sent a notice, is treated the same way. That's what it's about. So my mind's not going to change.